You're listening to The Botcast, featuring Nigel Botterill. The Botcast is an Entrepreneur Circle production for club members and above.
A musical introduction to this month's Botcast. Welcome, everybody. It's Nigel, and this month I've got with me the Three Musketeers.
Hey!
These are
making
their debut on the Botcast. D'Artagnan is here, and you're going to stress me now because I can't remember the names of the other musketeers. Aramis, D'Artagnan, and somebody else.
I'd rather be Aramis. He smells nice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Bob Mullard showing his age there. At least it wasn't Old Spice, eh, Bob? Bob Mullard from Triform is with us on the podcast. Bob, you're very welcome. It's good
Thank
to have you.
You
here.
Thank you, Nigel.
And moving round the table, Aramis himself.
Mike Chance, hello.
Mike Chance is here. And good to be with us, Mike. And you've already heard him. He's indeed the third of the Musketeers. He's all the Hollywood movies.
Yes, of course.
Guy Green, print guy, is with me as well. We have a trio of printers on the podcast today.
Not sure what a collective noun of printers is.
I think we should stick with Three Musketeers.
Okay.
And and that's what we should do. And we're going to talk about a number of different things today. Not all about print. You'd be pleased to know. Do not adjust your sets.
Well,
do
none
not
of us know anything.
Do not turn this CD off. We're not going to be completely print oriented. But I do want to talk. We're going to go down some of these little paths here in particular, because the three guys here are, of course, all our trusted suppliers.
Hey!
And it's interesting, as I'm looking across here, Mike Chance is, while we speak, cutting a business card.
It's origami, actually.
It's into... You're like putting a fringe on that business card. Mike, what on earth are you doing?
It will be revealed, and I'll take a picture later.
Okay, because this doesn't really... There's no film or video of this, Mike.
Nobody's hoping to get that message, through the microphone. He will.
Okay.
He will do this.
Very interesting. Yes. Okay. Yes. So Mike has a very fetching pair of lemon-coloured scissors, which contrasts wonderfully with his pale pink shirt. And he's cut this business card. He's cut a little fringe. He's probably put about 20 little cuts halfway up the card. And he's now trying to turn it into a little circle. And it's looking like a little chef's hat. With a little, he's now, goodness me, he's kind of flicking out
on the
fringe.
Okay, lamb chops.
That's what they look like. That's exactly what it is. And we're going to
about making the business card stand out from the crowd. That's
what
we're doing
now. Okay, it looks a little bit Tony Hartish.
It is. Yeah.
I almost said Rolf Harris, but
we're not going there.
No.
Now then. As it happens.
Okay. So
he nearly said Andrea.
It's a knockout.
Let's just Bob, you're very naughty.
I get even naughty.
Okay, listen. Let's bring some order to this, and move things forward a little bit here, because you guys, why on earth do we have three printers as kind of trusted suppliers? In truth, the reason is that with most printers, at the end of the day, that you all specialise in different things, and there are different bits that you each do kind of best. And I'm kind of interested in this, because I want to talk a bit about how print has evolved, particularly over the last 5 or 10 years, because there's been some major, major shifts. Because it used to be like really expensive to get print done, and the truth of it is now
it's even price. More expensive.
Depends who you use, but it's the same price as it was 10 years ago.
Okay. So, but it's a lot more accessible, digital print in particular.
Digital against litho print is probably about 30% in difference.
Just talk up a little bit, Bob.
About 30% in difference.
In price.
In terms of cost.
Yeah, okay.
Digital against litho. Would you agree with that, guys?
Well, unless you use my chance, then of course it's much more better value for money. But really, it's not what your print costs you, it's what your print makes you. That's what's important.
Okay, so we're not what it is, but it's not a commercial. I want to... What we want to do here is, he thinks he's Michael Winner. No, darling. Let's just talk a little bit about print. So first of all, litho and digital.
Yeah.
What is the difference?
The setup.
What's that mean?
So when you're taking a litho press.
Yes.
And you've got to put ink in the ducts, and you've got to add plates onto the rollers and the cylinders. It all takes a long time to get the machine set up.
Okay.
Whereas with the digital, if you imagine, it's just a bigger version of the copier you've got in your office,
okay,
or even a bigger version of the printer you've got on your desk.
Okay.
So once you push print, out it comes.
Okay. So so what sort of volume then should, because typically the difference, people go live or go digital, the difference is usually volume of copies, is that right?
It is.
Yeah, without
bothering. So the sheet size would be important. So with a digital machine, you're probably only getting up to about SI3, which is the double the size of a letterhead. Whereas with a printing press, you can get much bigger sheets.
Okay.
So you can get more whatever you're easily printing.
So when you guys print, you said an S3 sheet?
SRA3.
SRA3.
Yep.
Is that in layman's language, that's an A3 sheet?
A3, yeah.
But you do it a bit bigger because you can trim it.
And
that's how you get to print right to the edges, is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Am I doing well here?
Yeah,
you are doing very well.
Yeah,
okay. Going to come and sit inside the table. We'll ask you the questions.
Okay, so hang on, I'm not finishing it. So I want to get down. So with digital print then, it's typically, if I was going for larger volume, I'd go litho because my setup costs are then spread over more copies.
Yes.
And therefore my cost gets cheaper.
Yes.
And broadly speaking, is it still true that the quality of a good litho print
quality is
better than digital print?
It is, but digital printing, digital technology is catching up with litho.
An Indigo digital press is as good as litho.
Is that the colour of the press?
That's the press name.
It's an HP Indigo.
I thought I'd got a bunch of interior designers here. Yeah, no, the Indigo.
It looks
so much better. Okay, so now let's just talk. I want to understand this a bit better now. So I'm going to get in some grasp of this. But talking about these sheet sizes then. So if you were producing, let's just say you were producing a standard brochure for me.
Yes.
Or like the Entrepreneur Circular.
Yes.
Because that's printed on A3 sheets, it seems to me, that is then folded.
Yeah.
And then it's stapled.
Yes.
You don't call it, what do you call it? You don't call it
stitched.
Okay.
Stitch.
Why do you say stitched rather than stapled?
Because it is stitched.
Because everyone knows it's stapled.
It's stitched.
It's stapled.
It comes on a reel, the metal wire.
Oh.
They're not individual staples.
Oh.
It is more of a finishing house terminology.
Yeah, no, but that's interesting, you see. This is like, honestly, I feel a bit like David Attenborough right now, because honestly, we're going into the kind of natural habitat of this unknown species.
You're starting to look like David Attenborough.
Mike Chance just did a David Bellamy impression.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Okay. So we got stitched and stapled. I kind of get that now. Okay. So if you're if you were producing like a brochure or like my Entrepreneur Circular, that's effectively A3 folded, and you were doing, I don't know, 5,000 of those, say, what size paper would you print that on? Do you double A1. It up and A1? So A1 is, so an A4 sheet, two A4s is A3, two A3s, that's four eight. A4s is A2.
Yeah.
So you've got 8 sheets of A4. On a single sheet of paper.
Yes.
Okay.
Pages.
On one side.
Okay, so you print 8 pages.
It's a 16-page section.
Yes, you're going too fast. Slow down. So an A1 sheet has got 8 of my pages on that single sheet.
On one side.
And it's got another 8 on the other side. So you print 16 pages on a single sheet of paper all at once.
Yeah.
And you then have other little complicated machines that then do a whirr and put them all in the right order and chop them all up, is that right?
That's it. Fold, stitch and trim.
Fold, stitch and trim. Is that the band you used to be in, Bob? The little skiffle combo that you played.
It was actually, to put the record right, it was Willie Nipple and the Wobblemen. That's the band I was in. And they were very, very good. They went right to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go on with
this.
Sorry, despite you, we got Lucy Collier in on we got Lucy Collier in on the podcast. You heard that was the Lucy Titter that we had there, wasn't it? anything you'd like to say, Lucy? No, okay, perhaps very wise. So, okay, I'm a work in progress here. So I now understand digital light, though. I got that. I get these big sheets of paper. That's good. And again, presumably because it's much more effective if you're printing on big sheets of paper than little sheets. Does that affect my cost and my price and my ease
of
the job?
It all depends on the run and the size of the machine and the sort of whether it's going from reel to sheet, reel to reel, reel to pack. It's all sorts of configurations.
Okay.
Oh. But 5,000, I mean, it depends on the design of the product as well, whether it's, you know, big colours on big sheets.
What's a big colour, Bob?
You know, a big flat blank colour. Like
a solid. Oh, okay. A block of colour.
It's not so good for digital. Yeah.
No, there can be banding issues and things like that.
Banding issues?
Well, you must... You
oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, 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 you, okay. All right, they make... Again, there was some hand gestures there by a guy green. A guy made a horizontal movement. It was almost as if he was signalling a four runs.
Four runs.
That was a banding issues. Yeah. Is a four runs. Oh, Bob's now sticking his finger up. I'm not sure what that means. It must be that. Okay.
Probably two.
Right. So okay. So now, what about the little sprint? What about the business card stuff, Mike? This is kind of your era. You do some great stuff on business cards.
Okay.
So when you do a set of 500 business cards,
yes.
Talk me through how that works. Now, what do you print them on?
A3.
Okay.
25.
And what colour is your printer? Is it an indigo printer? Is it do you go for the little lilac printer?
No, an indigo is one of the machines we use.
Yes.
And we print 25 up on a sheet. So what we tend to do is not just print one person's card on a sheet, we'll print several people's cards on the sheet. So otherwise, if you're doing 25 cards or 25 up on one sheet,
it's only
you're only going to run
like four, you know, okay.
20 sheets, and that's your cards done. So if you get other people, so we call it batching.
Okay.
We batch all the jobs up, which makes it more economical.
There's going to be a test on all these terms at the end of the podcast today.
Yes, and that way, you know, you save on economy.
Okay.
And that's how we do the such, you know, good quality and great prices.
Okay, so let's talk about it, because what we all know is that there's not enough stuff being printed by businesses in the EC. And so this is not a kind of commercial for print per se. The reality is that there's too much reliance. I was doing a one-to-one this afternoon with one of my mastermind members, and their business is absolutely storming ahead, and they do some really, really good stuff online. But what they should be doing is that they should be sending some stuff out. Because they're physical stuff in the mail.
Yeah.
And they've got, I don't know what the business is, this is particularly going to schools. And they've had some big success with email stuff. But actually, I know, as sure as I'm sat here now, if they were sending some printed stuff out to those, to their target market, they've got a list of a couple of thousand prospects. If they were to map up, even starting off with an oversized postcard or something, then I know they get more phone calls. The phone calls lead to the appointments, the money to the sales, and their business grows. But people are not doing this. There's kind of like psychological barriers that are stopping people doing it.
That
guy, see, that's the truth.
The big thing people miss out on digital print, and if they wanted to send out 1,000 postcards, they could personalise each one. The colour side, not only address.
Yeah.
The address obviously can be personalised, because otherwise it'll...
That's helpful. Thank you for that. What a great service. send it to the personal address.
But the colour side can be individually tailored to that particular...
So you could use someone's name or a particular area or a reference
really
or something.
Really fancy. People have very complex databases. When they've logged on to a website, when you go through an account, through your account, say, onto Bowdoin, for example, they can personalise the postcards to the things you've looked at.
Oh, wow. So Johnny Bowdoin send you a postcard with perhaps Bob. I'm sure Bob's the most likely person to shop at Bowdoin, I think, amongst us here. I can't. Now, Bob's actually got no idea what Johnny Bowdoin is.
Is it a glory or something? I'm not
sure. Okay.
Is this a shoe manufacturer?
No.
I do not know who Bowdoin is.
Okay.
Tell me. Is it a local supplier?
It's a big mail order clothing company.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the biggest. And they built a big brand around... The guy behind
and he looked at me when he said that. Goodness me.
Yeah, women's, men's, boys and girls clothing. Great British style, Bob. You can join the Bowdoin Grapevine. Be first to hear about news, offers, sales and silly stuff.
Okay.
But he's got a real market. He's kind of that kind of middle England kind of slightly
aspirational.
Yeah, product. And it's kind of upper mid market in terms of price.
I've not heard of them. I have to.
It's probably a little probably intro.
Net-a-Porter is the one that I've heard of.
Okay.
For men and women.
Really?
Janet Street Porter.
No, Net-a-Porter. Oh. It's her sister, and it's very, very good. Every time I go down my drive, I hit the Net-a-Porter van that's coming up the drive with a few parcels for the dear lady.
You've actually collided with the Net-a-Porter van.
I have actually.
On your drive?
Bring in sandwiches all the time.
Yeah, yes, sort of thing. I mean, there must be two or three deliveries a week.
Don't
for her and her
sister. Double man at CNA?
CNA?
Yeah.
Didn't they go disappear about 100 years
ago? They did. So coming back though to the personalised postcards guy, So what Bowden do is they can they've got a library of images banked in there. So if I've been looking at a particular type of shirt or shorts on their site, they can send me a postcard with the images of those shirts or shorts that I've been looking at, which is really quite sophisticated.
In fact, it's very sophisticated.
But as a start point for perhaps many of our members, again, just personalize, even just putting like names on it would be a big deal, wouldn't it? When we one of our businesses that we launched and sold actually a few years ago was Explosive Marketing. And really, that was a done-for-you marketing service for restaurants. And it relied a lot on direct mail. Essentially, what we did was the restaurants, we systemized their capture of data, because restaurant owners are the worst, actually, at knowing who their customers are. They're very good with the kind of bon vivant and making you think when you go in, but they've no idea where you live, what your phone number is, what your email address is. And that means they're impotent to actually entice you back in the restaurant. So we built the database, and then we just used to send, it was probably a lot of postcards out, and for different occasions. So when we collected your data, we'd ask you when your birthday was. We'd ask you when your anniversary was as well. And we would then, and the postcards that we sent out were all tailored to the customer. So ours was typically fairly simplistic, so it would be happy birthday Bob. But at least we got your name in print on the piece. And the best we got the best return was on our anniversary postcards. We had these little glasses of champagne, and the on the cork of the champagne bottle was personalised to the initial of the lady.
Yeah.
And we used to send this anniversary postcard out, and this the champagne one we got across all the restaurants, across all the country, we averaged 33% take up. Now that's extraordinary for a piece of,
think about that.
So I mean, we had sent three postcards out, which would cost us, in round numbers, that they were about 75-80p a postcard to get out. Posted up, it's like less than a pound anyway. So for less than £3, you got a couple coming in to celebrate their anniversary. The giveaway, the offer, was a free glass of champagne when you came in your anniversary month. Now, there's not a restaurant owner in the country who would not give away two glasses of champagne and pay £3 to get a couple in on their anniversary to celebrate. It was a really, really great campaign. And my point in talking about it in detail here is because that sort of opportunity is actually around in lots of businesses. The ability to send stuff out, and the postcard thing is a really smart thing to do. And in the July edition of the Entrepreneur Circular, you will see a piece on one member who's had great success with his personalised postcards, which is Daryl Bertie, the electrician from Hertfordshire. And Daryl has let his personality shine through in the graphics on his... Now, I actually don't think, actually, from memory, I don't think Daryl has actually used the personalisation of his customers in there at all. He's actually done different things on himself. But he sends a postcard out now every 2 or 3 weeks to different people, typically in very small runs of 100, 150 at the time.
Yeah.
But when he sends a batch of postcards out, he gets jobs. You know, for 150 quid spend, he banks 3 or 4 or 5,000 pounds of work. And it's become the core marketing pillar he uses because he's making smart use of print.
Yeah. Well, that's how digital really comes into its own.
Yes.
It's short run. Colour printing.
And personalised, yeah.
Personalisation is a key thing, and not many people understand it or appreciate it can be done, and it costs nothing, really, extra to do.
But also the feel of the product as well. When you get the product, it's nice to feel some nice silk, 350-gram, 360-gram material in your hand with a good creative design
behind
it.
You like feeling silk in your hand?
I do. Often.
Okay. and I tell you a little story. Because you might listen to this. Cameron, if you're listening, I'm about to embarrass your son. My son Cameron, he's at university now. And surprisingly doing an entrepreneurship and business course up at Lancaster. But Cameron has always been quite entrepreneurial. And I'll never ever forget. And he's made quite a bit of money from his bedroom and doing stuff and all sorts of things that he's done over time. And as a consequence, he does occasionally treat himself. And it's his own money. What can you do, Mike? You know, at the end of the day, you can only lead them so far, can't you, these kids? And these parcels used to arrive, and he'd buy himself little bits of gadgets and stuff and a bit of tech and this sort of thing. And one day, this very quite large, very flat box arrived in a plain brown wrapper. And anyway, so obviously we have the little Cameron's parcel, so it was put upstairs in his bedroom. And
didn't you rattle it?
It made no noise at all. It made no noise.
Well, there's
at all.
A clue.
Not even a rustling.
No, it was only about an inch deep. So it was like an oversized pizza box, but but really wide. Like it would have taken like a dustbin lid sized pizza. That's what we're talking about here. So very you've got the gist now. Flip the other thing box. So anyway, it was put up in his bedroom, and he came home from school, and because he was about 15 at the time, so it was like 3 or 4 years ago. Not so, still doing his GCSEs, before he did GCSEs, so he was like 15 years of age, and so there's a parcel that said, "Oh, I think he goes upstairs." Well, he came down 5 minutes later, in the most wonderful pair of black silk pajamas.
Oh, nice.
Well, because what he'd been doing, he'd been reading the biography of Hugh Hefner.
Why wouldn't you?
And well, this is the point, guy. At the end of the day, you know, clearly, I'm guessing in his someone he was aspiring to the Hefner lifestyle, and felt that well, some things I can't make happen right now, this minute. But actually, a pair of black silk pajamas.
And there was no identification on the box or the label at all. Just a plain brown box.
You got this wonderful pair of black silk pajamas. I'll get you a pair, Bob.
You're listening to The Botcast, featuring Nigel Botterill.
So, and you were talking about silk though, and paperweights, that sort of thing. Because that's an area that people often get it wrong, don't they? In fact, we had a big cock-up, actually, with the print of Nigel's notes a couple of months ago. Because, and somehow, I don't know how it happened, but all of a sudden, without any instruction, the stock of the paper it was printed on, was changed. And it went from the quite nice stock silk cots that we have, then it went down to some proper toilet paper stuff. It was noticeably different. Yep. But getting the stock right matters when you're ordering
absolutely
print.
Absolutely important. And to maintain it too.
And how do it? Because people don't know. I just want it like quite thick.
Yes. Ask for a sample.
Okay.
Because we do that.
Hang on time.
No, you get samples. You should get samples.
We cannot.
You should get a range of samples, half a dozen samples, from 100 gram to 350 gram. Which ones do you like? Silk finish, matte finish, white, ivory. There's thousands of samples.
Oh, that's the problem. Too many.
There are. That's the problem. Of different colours.
You don't know what you want, do you? So in order to see them and feel them and touch them, you think, oh, that's the one. Really? And show them round to everybody. That's what we do. When suppliers send us stuff, we choose by sampling all the time.
If you don't know what you want, just ask us, and we'll tell you what's best.
Okay.
Because we do know what's best, and cheap is not necessarily the answer.
Well, definitely not now. I think that's definitely, because actually the surefire way to actually, because first impressions do count, and actually before they even look at what's written or printed on the paper, they actually see and feel the paper, and the paper is a really important piece, isn't it?
My dear old mum died a couple of weeks ago. We did the eulogy and we printed the cremation, the service, the order of service. Everybody in the order of service said, "I have never seen such a nicely printed document. You must have had something to do with it." And it was 350 gram. It was silk.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. And it was the pictures of old mum in the olden days. And it was lovely. And they also, "Can we take them home?" I said, "Of course you can take them home." And we thought, aye. Funeral directors, it's an opportunity, isn't it, to sell to that marketplace, because they've never seen anything like it. Because normally when you go for these, they're all 60, 70. It's horrible.
And just quickly, so when we talk about 80 gram and 80, the technical measure, see how I do it, guy, is GSM.
Grams per square meter.
I would have got that.
It's a measurement of weight, not thickness.
And that's important.
So you can have thick, light material.
Yeah.
Or thin, heavy material. So it gets very complicated.
But it's the weight per square metre.
Yeah.
Okay.
Grams per
square
metre.
Okay.
And if you're doing a sort of, a lot of products, you need to try and use the same material for consistency, for sustainability.
Across a brand as well. Across a brand. Feel
so important, that is. You can't use different brands and different weights. And so therefore, you need to use the same mill.
Yes.
The same mill. That's the most important thing. And if you sit down with the mills, that we do quite regularly.
I know, Mr. and Mrs. Mills, nice couple.
Yeah, we
sit down with them regularly.
Absolutely.
Mills and
Boone. Absolutely. And they negotiate the price that you want to get to. So you buy the tonnage through the suppliers, and you get the deal that you want.
Goodness, the most extraordinary thing about paper is, from different mills, you'll think it's white paper, but when you put different papers together, they're completely different colours. It's extraordinary.
See, there's a lot more. This printing malarkey.
Which does affect the...
I'm going to have to move it on, though, because I want to keep... We're at risk, actually. Here's Phil Neville coming in to liven things up.
honestly. So that was a football gag. It was a good gratuitous football gag, Bob.
Yes.
So I want to let's get onto this. I want to help people kind of practically now. So we've talked about postcards as a thing that actually is much more accessible than people realise. We've touched briefly on business cards, Mike.
Yep.
But yeah, see, you've aligned. I think Mike, you were under the misapprehension, Mike, that in some way the Botcast is actually visible to people because you've brought this wonderful display. While we've been talking, he's now set up. It's fantastic. We've got these little cards in wonderful kind of bright colours, saying yep. "Oops" and "Just wanted to say" and "Good luck" and "Thank you" and. There's a whole load of stuff we got down here, and these business cards with kind of spiky hair that you've got down here. So, talk to me, Mike, about what's the thinking behind this? What's this all about?
Well, two things. With a business card, when you give out a business card, you want the reaction from the person you're giving it to be, oh, wow.
To be like it was at Bob's mum's eulogy.
Yes.
Because people actually were... That would be the ideal thing. If you've got a card that is such that, of itself, it attracts... interest and it becomes a conversation point.
That's going to make you stand out from the crowd.
Easy to say, harder to do.
Yes.
The second thing with a greeting card, if you recall in Bolton last year, and Jez Rose gave a very good speech or presentation, and he talked about one morning you come downstairs, you go to the mat and the post is there, and you've got some brown envelopes and some white envelopes. So it's a nice brightly coloured envelope.
Yes.
And then when you open it up, it's a card from your supplier to say thank you for your business. You think, oh, that's nice. And the question you should ask yourself is, when was the last time you sent a card out to your customers? And you can do these little things, like you were saying with Bert, of sending stuff out to people, just a little message, build up that relationship, you know, and just being nice. And it's always just nice to be nice. And it doesn't cost a lot of money. And that's my thinking as a printer, is I've tried to produce products that help people to promote themselves.
Yes.
And I think... that as trusted suppliers, what we need to be is experts in our field, and the members should feel free to contact us and ask us, well, I've got this idea, what can I do?
Yes.
You know, because if somebody's a school teacher or something, well, they can be an expert on that, or an accountant. I wouldn't know. I would ask an expert how best to do it. Yeah. And that's what we think people should do to us. You just ask us. We're very approachable. We're very nice.
Yeah. And I completely kind of echo and endorse that. And some of the stuff that you've done is, we've seen is really very, very lovely. I know, Guy, you had this with the... Because you do a great line in newsletters now, for instance.
I do. With your encouragement and
I didn't encourage you, just to be clear.
No, not personally, but... you didn't encourage me personally, no, sorry.
Come on, Guy, come on!
Come on, Guy!
I'm encouraging you, come on, Guy!
Sir Guy of Print.
Go, Guy!
Because Print Guy set up, we got Design, Print and Mailing House.
How did you think of the name?
What, Print Guy?
That was a joke, it's okay, you don't have to answer that question.
I've got a story about it, but okay, we'll skip over the story.
I can't imagine what it is. How does Guy Green the printer come up with the name Print Guy? Answers on the postcard, we'll see who gets that one right next month. Right, yeah, carry on.
It was a eureka moment. So newsletters, we as Nigel tells us all the time, it is the single best... form of marketing without having a sales message.
It's the way to build sustainable relationships with your customers.
That's what
it's the best thing for. And printing units are exceptionally good at that.
So we pulled our skill sets, which is design, print and mailing, together to offer a packaged, easy to purchase, single source of newsletters, printed newsletters.
So people write them.
They can write them. We have relationships with with a copywriter,
Guy's about to die. Emergency water required for Guy Green.
So where was I? Yeah, good. So we can write them.
You were just having the Kiss of Life by Bob Mueller.
Not again.
Shall we help you a little bit also, Guy? Because another thing that you also do that you don't mention enough of is that you help produce books, paperbacks. And Nigel said a lot about writing a book.
Yeah.
And it's one thing to write a book, but it's another thing to actually get it produced. And this is another field that you're particularly good at, but you don't tell enough people. So we need you to bang that drum.
I don't market it enough. paperback books are one of our specialities. We've helped Kate Lester and Siam get their books to print. So if you need any help, you know where I am.
But it is, well, it is a particular specialism, because most print companies will not do books. It's not something that they would normally do. The ambulance has arrived now.
Yeah.
You can take a little drink. So, Bob, tell us about Triform, because you have some very impressive clients on your list. You print for some of the big high street retailers.
I've written out a little bit of a script to give you some guidance, because I think it's important to tell people exactly what print management is all about. Because when people come up to me in the circle, they say, what the hell is this print management? I try and explain it to them, and you can see them glaze over. So now I'm going to try and explain it to them in a psychological respect. And those that think they do, it's safe to say the majority of people just don't know what print management is.
We're all agog here.
And those that think they do usually believe a common misconception that print management is exclusively for big corporate organisations. It is not. In fact, it probably has most profound effect on businesses that spend £10,000, £20,000 per year on print. The results are truly astonishing. But even if you spend as little as £1,000 a year on print, Triform can improve your service and save you money, and that's a guarantee. The preamble: all businesses buy print. 98% just get it wrong. They're completely wrong. To understand why, we need to dissect a single word, and that single word is synergy. Synergy is an overused term in the business world, and that's a shame, because it probably is one of few words that can actually describe the concept of print management. Synergy is the interaction of multiple elements in a system to produce an effect greater than the sum of their individual effects. Quite a mouthful, isn't it?
Well, thank you for today's thought for the day.
Look at it like this.
From the right Reverend Bob Muller.
Look at it like this. Businesses buy print in multiple elements, lots of different elements, from lots of different people, delivered at lots of different times and in lots of different quantities. Print management is the collection of all these elements streamlined into one simple, efficient and cost-effective process. The result? All elements available from one supplier, and that supplier provides the exact amount of elements you need delivered when you need it. When you couple this with the fact that Triform manage millions of pounds worth of print and have access to over 300 different print suppliers, the collective buying power we hold ensures that your print is provided at a cost no single printer can match. It's like using a price comparison search engine for your car insurance. You put in your requirements once, and it produces the biggest bang for your buck.
Well, there we go.
I haven't finished yet.
You have.
I knew you'd say that. But this is the most important bit.
Keep going.
So now you know what print management is. What stops businesses snatching our hand off and joining the Triform print revolution? Simple. The trickle effect. Ooh. Taking a pound from somebody every day for a year is a lot different from asking somebody for 365 quid up front.
That's
the
true.
Pound goes unnoticed. The £365 raises an eyebrow, and that's how businesses buy print. Relatively low values throughout the year, but it all mounts up.
Mm.
All these different print elements only become noticeable when you look at the bigger picture. And we guarantee that picture is a hell of a lot bigger than you first thought. Businesses buy print from so many different people in such a sporadic nature, they never realise how much in any given year is being spent on print. And they never realise that all of it can be purchased from one place. To sum up, Triform in a sentence: we take everything you already buy, give you access to design and development services if you want them, for all your future needs, save you money, reduce your stress levels, make your team more productive, and ensure you are never without the things you need again, regardless of how much you spend. Now that is synergy.
I'm almost in tears.
That was emotional. That was. That was. Well, at the end of the day.
But I had to script it I had to scrutinize it certainly because I wanted to get the message.
Otherwise, we'd have been here for ages.
You would. That's the whole point. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So, some of the things that you must see in the circle, either people not, we saw opportunities missed, and that's kind of easy. But you must have seen some shockers around the country. Let's dish a bit of dirt before we finish. Some of the shocking things that you see people doing or trying to do.
Well, business cards. They do sell business cards, or they go to an online cheap printers.
Because at the end of the day, the business card is a good one. Because first impressions, they do count, don't they?
Yeah.
And someone gives you a business card with, even if it hasn't got Vistaprint prints on the back, you do know when they've got, pardon me, but they are shit business cards.
Yes, they're awful. Yeah. They're dreadful.
Okay, other examples? Other kind of nightmares?
There's lots of Vistaprints around, that's the problem. Okay. Yeah? They really do denigrate what we're trying to do in terms of added value and quality products. It's like food. In a restaurant. You should never go to a restaurant and have bad food anywhere, whether it's a cafe, a roadside, or a five star. It should always be good food. And if you're going to the right printer, you're using the right suppliers, you should always get good print on time at a good price.
But we see it even at national events. People have knocked up a little leaflet.
That's right.
In Word or Cold Draw, some little graphics, and it's just awful. Mm. And what it says about them is that actually don't invest anything in my business about getting my message out there.
I think you had the best example, though.
What did I do?
You had the mail order catalogue without any contact.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, well, it's true. Yeah, it's not just about the physical quality of the print, it's actually the design and what's on it, of course.
Have you ever
declined to print something because it was actually that, or have you caught? You must have saved a few people in your time. Actually, gone back and
I throw designs back. I mean, a lot of our clients throw designs out and say, "Get on with it." And I tell you what, we reject 20-25% of them.
Really?
Because they're not good. They're not printable on the right equipment. You know, you have to go back and redesign, and you know about things like that.
One myth is that if it's a thinner paper, they're going to save money on the cost of the paper. It's actually harder to get it through the machine.
That's not true.
It's harder to handle. Yeah, it snags up a lot of times. It takes longer to process it.
And on short runs, it doesn't really matter. The paper content is fairly
irrelevant. The cost is irrelevant. Yeah, sure.
So leaflets and business cards are the two biggest culprits which people try to produce themselves in-house. And really, they don't cost a lot of money. And it's just invest in yourself. You know, invest in your business. Make it look good.
Okay. Well, I hope it's been
very good advice.
It's been a little bit off piece for a podcast, but I think we've hopefully you feel a little bit edumacated. Yeah, sorry, Bob. The look of horror on Bob's face.
When we come to the end.
We're almost at 40 minutes. Doesn't time whiz by when we're at the line of the clock here?
Bob's written all that extra stuff.
Well, I'm giving it. Well, what we're going to do? I'm not going to give Bob the final word. I haven't quite.
Oh, go on.
Where that's going to be. So it won't be Bob. But if people want to get hold of Bob and his team at Triform, what's the best way to do that, Bob?
Well, we've put Joe Service on alert.
Put what, sorry?
Joe Service, one of our account handlers that manages your account.
Joe Service.
We've taken on...
Is that a nickname?
That's her name, Joe Service.
Joe Service.
Absolutely. You've met Joe.
Joe Service
at Triform.net.
Okay. So Joe Service at Triform.net.
Yeah. Her and her team are waiting for the call.
And she provides good service?
She certainly does. Excellent service. And she looks a little bit like Twiggy.
What about the print? Is any good?
Okay.
Like Twiggy.
Okay. Mike Chance.
Yes.
Where can people contact? I mean, wherever you are, you're the colourful guy around the place.
Thank you.
But how could people get in touch with you if they want to talk about... whether it's ideas that they've got, the cars, the print, the other stuff that you've talked about, what's the best place?
They can find me in several places. They can come see me at the Master Plan event, looking forward to being at. They can come see me at Bolton, looking forward to being at. They can contact
me. Both of those events will happen by the time this podcast goes out.
Oh, okay. So we'll just cut that out then. And find me at www.printforprofituk.com.
Print for Profit. So that's PRINTFOR. Is that right?
PROFITUK.
Okay, excellent. Printprofit.com. And that's Mike. And Guy, you've got the privilege. I'm going to keep these two guys quiet, all right, Guy?
That's going to be
Have
you got the gag?
You've got the big finish, okay? You've got 30 seconds, Guy. Go.
Email theguys@printguy.co.uk or call me on 01934 750 777.
Blimey, that was good. So that's an interesting email address. The guys at Print... How do you think of that?
Don't know.
Just came back
to me.
There again.
It's been the podcast with the Three Musketeers.
Yay!
And we're back next month. Normal service, I promise you, will be resumed. These three guys will never be let anywhere near the studio ever again. At least not for a few months. I hope that's helpful. I'll see you soon. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Botcast, featuring Nigel Botterill. The Botcast is an Entrepreneur's Circle production for club members and above.